Oh, the second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Ann and Pete Sibley. I know they have more albums out than this. I only have their first album, and I've been trying to get what else is happening with those guys. They were on the old Prairie Home Duet shows. I believe they won the song duet thing, and they're pretty good. I think they were also here for the Blue Water Bluegrass Festival way back, probably about 8-9 years back. Ann and Pete Sibley, pretty good stuff.
Cornbread in the morning, whiskey when I'm dry, up before the sunrise to make that county line. Rooster called this morning, that rooster's gonna die. Sun beats down upon my head in Shady Grove, I lie. Oh, every day it's another way. Please, that gal of mine, if no pleasure I can give her, I'll surely up and die. No shoes upon my horses, there's no shoes upon my feet, and I try to be friendly to the people that I meet. Some folks get all the money, some folks get all the class. I got my sweet darling, which is more than I can ask. Oh, every day is another way. Please, that gal of mine, if no pleasure I can give her, surely up and down. Sober every Sunday, just to please that gal of mine. Rooster calls this morning, that rooster's gonna die. Sun beats down upon my head, a shady grove I lie. Oh, every day it's another way. Please that gal of mine, if no pleasure I can give her, I'll surely up and die. Oh, every day it's another way. Please that gal of mine, if no pleasure I can give her, surely up and die.
The sorrows I please won't you keep the sorrows I left behind before I change my mind. River, flow me away from here. River, flow me away. If you're torn and tripped up, here's some good advice. A wise old soul once told me, you can't fall in the same river twice. River wide, river deep. River, please won't you keep the sorrows I left behind before I changed my mind. River wide, river deep. River, please won't you keep the sorrows I left behind before I changed my mind.
Stand, oh, bear me away on your snow white wings.
start the war. Bring it on. A hundred years from now, we'll never know the difference. A hundred years from now,
thank you.
smile for what lies ahead, lied behind, I'm lost again. And I must travel on, every town has its song, even is like this ride down a long dusty road. You close your eyes, you don't look back, you have to go. It's a long, 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 long way to another friend. Thank you.
Oh, Butch Robbins. I haven't thought of Butch Robbins in a long, long time. I've had this album for a while. And Butch Robbins, if you go back and you look at all those old Norman Blake, John Hartford, all those guys, when they all got together in the 70s, Butch Robbins is in there somewhere working with those guys. And this is a band that he set up. This is Butch Robbins in a later endeavor playing the banjo. But he worked a lot back in the early 70s with when Vassar Clemens and Dave Holland and John Hartford and Norman Blake and all those guys, Tut Taylor, and all those folks were sort of getting together and doing things. And Butch was part of all of that. And not so much with the Tony Rice guys and the whole kind of California connection and the Seldom Scene and all that, more along with the Nashville line, Butch Robbins. Zococa Bossa is what we played from there. Before that, Heidi Muller from her now out-of-print album, Cassiopeia, and it is out-of-print. There ain't no more. It's all gone. So if you didn't get your Cassiopeia album, it's been around since about 1991, 92, right in there. You're going to have a hard time. You have to go online to get it. And just going online, in fact, I hunted up Heidi and we went online together there in Amazon, just looking at how people do things. And there are people out there that'll say, well, you know, maybe somebody might want to buy this for $37. And they describe it the same as the one for $5 or $6. Anyway, so there are a couple on Amazon if you're looking. And you can find them. But then it's interesting how these things just kind of go away and then how collectors view them and all this kind of stuff. They're old Steve Goodman albums for Jesse's Jig, for example. I think it's up there for like $160, $170. And somebody's going to put it out eventually and it'll be, you know, available for like $10 new. But interesting business. Interesting how it all goes. What goes out of print and stays out of print and becomes a collectible for, you know, an audience, really, when you think about it. It's not like folk audiences, you know what I mean? Like pay the bills or anything like that. So, but somebody makes them up there and gets them up there, and somebody will buy it. Collectors do that. It's really interesting. Anyway, we're a long way to another friend, Charlie McGuire's old song. And that Heidi and I recorded. Linda Waterfall produced it. Nova Devaney on the accordion. Pretty cool stuff. And I want to play the title cut. Now, Heidi has recently re-recorded this with Bob Webb on the cello, and it's a very, very nice version as well. But this is a little younger sounding Heidi, and it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Cassiopeia goes like this.
Nighthawks glide in the darkness. The city lights far from their flight. A cloud silhouette hangs far to the west. Above us, the clear spring sky. Cassiopeia, dance with Orion tonight. Cassiopeia, with the silvery light in your eyes. Hardly a car on the highway, and hardly a light on the road. Just the ruby shine of coyote eyes and the midnight stars all aglow. Cassiopeia, dance with Orion tonight. Cassiopeia, with the silvery light in your eyes. Somewhere east of Othello, I saw her black veil
the town, strewn with thousands of rhinestones, and the North Star there in her crown. Cassiopeia, dance with Orion tonight. Cassiopeia, with the silver light in your eyes. Orion is the bold hunter, the sword of three stars he does bear. He beckons the lady to come to his side. Your Majesty, rise from your chair. Cassiopeia, dance with Orion tonight. Cassiopeia, with the silvery light in your eyes. Cassiopeia, dance with Orion tonight. Cassiopeia, with the silvery light in your eyes. Cassiopeia, you'll be dancing tonight.
All the snow's turned to water. Christmas days have come and gone. Broken toys and faded colors are all that's left to linger wrong. I hate graveyards and old pawn shops, for they always bring tears. Can't forgive the way they rob me of my childhood souvenirs. Memories that can't be bought, they can't be won at carnivals for free. Well, it took me years to get those souvenirs, and I don't know how they slipped away from me. Broken hearts and dirty windows make life difficult to see. But that's why last night and this morning always look the same to me. I hate reading old love letters, but they always bring me tears. I can't forgive the way they rob me of my sweetheart's souvenirs. Memories, they can't be bought, they can't be won. Took me years to get those souvenirs, and I don't know how they slipped away from me.
Old Butch Robbins, that's called Wake Up. We also heard Bluegrass Foggy Breakdown Mountain Express Stomp, which is really hard to say when you're used to saying Foggy Mountain Breakdown, but that's what it was. The Bluegrass Foggy Breakdown Mountain Express Stomp. See, you get used to it after a while. We heard Steve Goodman from his very last album, Affordable Art. It was the last album he did before he died, and he died at, it was either Harborview or George Mason, one of those hospitals in Seattle, where they were doing leukemia research. He went out there. And Stevie Goodman. There's some great stuff on here. We're going to play this cut. It is no longer apropos, which is a good thing if you're a Chicago Cubs fan. But for many, 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 many years, this song kind of held true, and it was kind of an anthem for those who supported the Chicago Cubs. And you could hear it everywhere. When you were flying on airplanes, you know how you get the headphones and you can make those little selections of different kinds of music. And you go through, and every time I flew, which I don't fly that often, but every time I did fly, I would find this song. And of course, it's quite a lengthy song, really. It's long enough that it can get you from, oh, I don't know, you fly out of Pullman, you'd probably be over the mountains, probably on the, just right over Snoqualmie Pass if you're flying to Seattle. But it gets pretty far. And this is again, because of the World Series and that wonderful, incredible, most oft-watched World Series game for a long, long time. And now it's all over, and who knows where they're going to go. But anyway, this song just can't make it anymore because they've won. They've won it all. But this is a dying Cub fan's last request.
By the shores of old Lake Michigan, where the hawk wind blows so cold, an old Cub fan lay dying in his midnight hour, the toll. Round his bed his friends had all gathered. They knew his time was short. And on his head they put this bright blue cap from his all-time favorite sport. Told him it's late, it's getting dark in here, and I know it's time to go. But before I leave the lineup, boys, there's just one thing that I'd like to know. Do they still play the blues in Chicago when baseball season rolls around? When the snow melts away, do the Cubbies still play in their ivy-covered burial ground? When I was a boy, they were my pride and joy, but now they only bring fatigue to the home of the brave, the land of the free, and the doormat of the National League. Told his friends, you know the law of averages says anything will happen that can. That's what it says. But the last time the Cubs won a National League pennant was the year we dropped the bomb on Japan. The Cubs made me a criminal, sent me down a wayward path. They stole my youth from me, that's the truth. I'd forsake my teachers to go sit in the bleachers in flagrant truancy. And then one thing led to another, and soon I discovered alcohol, gambling, dope, football, hockey, lacrosse, tennis. But what do you expect when you raise up a young boy's hopes and then just crush him like so many paper beer cups? Year after year after year, after year after year after year after year after year, till those hopes are just so much popcorn for the pigeons beneath the L tracks to eat. He said, you know, I'll never see Wrigley Field anymore before my eternal rest. So if you have your pencils and your scorecards ready, I'll read you my last request. He said, give me a doubleheader funeral in Wrigley Field on some sunny weekend day, no lights. Have the organ play the national anthem. then a little na-na-na-na, hey-hey-hey, goodbye. Make 6 bullpen pitchers carry my coffin, and 6 groundskeepers clear my path. Have the umpires bark me out at every base, in all their holy wrath. It's a beautiful day for a funeral. Hey, Ernie, let's play too. Somebody go get Jack Brickhouse to come back and conduct just one more interview. Have the Cubbies run right out into the middle of the field. Have Keith Moreland drop a routine fly. Give everybody 2 bags of peanuts and a frosty malt, and I'll be ready to die. Build a big fire on home plate out of your Louisville Slugger baseball bats, and toss my coffin in. Let my ashes blow in a beautiful snow from the prevailing 30-mile-an-hour southwest wind. When my last remains go flying over the left field wall, we'll bid the bleacher bums adieu. And I will come to my final resting place out on Waveland Avenue. The dying man's friends told him to cut it out. They said, stop it, that's an awful shame. He whispered, don't cry, we'll meet by and by near the Heavenly Hall of Fame. He said, I've got season's tickets to watch the Angels now. So that's just what I'm gonna do. He said, but you, the living, you're stuck here with the Cubs. So it's me to feel sorry for you. And he said, oh, play that Lonesome Losers tune. That's the one I like the best. Closed his eyes and slipped away. Scotty, it was the dying Cub fans' last request, so here it is. Do they still play the blues in Chicago when baseball season rolls around? When the snow melts away, do the Cubbies still play in their Ivy Cup to bear your ground? When I was a boy, they were my pride and joy, but now they only bring fatigue to the home of the brave.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. So it's root, root, root for the home team. They don't win, it's a shame. It's 1, 2, 3 strikes you're out at the old ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. And it's root, root, root for the home team. And if they don't win, what else is there? And it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Play it, Jethro. We'll be right back.
Oh, we did it in reverse order to the way they are in the album. Take Me Out to the Ball Game comes first, and then a dying Cub fan's last request, which we shall probably, if we hear it in this program, it'll be in a totally historical construct. Because it was one of Steve Goodman's best known songs. So underrated and such an interesting life Steve Goodman had. And he died at the age of about 35. And it was pretty tragic. Those of us who, he was one of my heroes. Especially how he wrote and how he played guitar. And so up all the time. Even in his last shows, the stories are that he was totally up and just a bundle of energy. And performed pretty much up until he died in September. And pretty much performed all the way up through August. Steve Goodman. And there you go. Great stuff. You should go out and take a look at Steve Goodman. There isn't a lot available in print anymore, but there will be. And you can find a lot of Steve Goodman concert footage on YouTube. Good stuff. All righty. Chris Stortle doing the playlists, making it all work. If you want to email me at dasindaniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu. Or you can call me at 509-332-5047. A couple weeks back, we got such wonderful calls on that Songs of the 60s show that we've done now for the seventh time. And we need to do a part two. There's a lot of stuff missing that is as impactful as the stuff that was on there. Yeah, we got all the pop hits and everything, but we need to go back and put some more stuff. There needs to be some Ian and Sylvia, Simon and Garfunkel, and some of those folks in there. And maybe we'll do that and run her in the summer. Maybe we will. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr, and we're coming right back for lots, lots, lots more stuff. You just hang on, because we're coming back. Hang on.
I